There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, what he said. It's Mark here with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
And we have been talking about immigration, and it's always a contentious topic here on Free Talk Live, because we take a position that is marginal at best in American society. That is that that we need a more open, more free border policy. Obviously, that's not going to work without some kind of changes in the way things go. My suggestion is that we stop putting out a bowl of cat food every morning and then complaining that cats come and eat it. And by that, what I mean is...
That's a very good analogy.
It's the analogy for all of the social welfare programs that are out there for people who come here, illegally or whatever, or legally or whatever, the social welfare programs that are out there for people. And, you know, obviously people who come here illegally are going to avail themselves of anything that they can avail themselves of. I would suspect as a group they probably do it less than people in their same income bracket simply because they're afraid of getting caught. But... that's just me guessing.
Well, and immigrants, there are statistics that show that immigrants own their own business at a higher rate than native-born Americans.
Probably hard for them to get jobs. Let's go to Steve calling in from North Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind, sir?
How are you doing, bud?
All's well.
This is what's on my mind. As far as the immigrant thing, I'm going to get to a bigger point in a minute, but as far as the immigrant thing, we have to get some kind of control of the border. But first, I'm all for some, people coming in, because like I said, that's what makes the United States. But, some of the legals, I'm going to give you a quick thing, and I'm going to jump right to where I need to. I've seen a lady in the store, I was witness this, right behind a lady that was, Hispanic descent, not trying to point a finger point nobody. I said, I got your question. But she was actually getting, she had food stamps, she was getting some food, had her husband stand behind with his arms crossed. Did you know that she, I talked to one of the guy's friends, she was actually buying food for his restaurant. He owns a restaurant. She was buying food with the food stamp for his restaurant, like hot sauce and different restaurants. I was wondering why so many hot sauces and so many salts and peppers. It kind of irritated me a little bit, but listen, this is the thing I was getting to as far as the, now how are we going to sustain a country where we are constantly taking the jobs out of the country to make the product, to bring it back to the country, to sell it just for cheap labor purposes, which to me, people say, we've got too many rules and regulations. Listen, the people of the lower end of the scale, we're dealing with the same regulations. Stop complaining and just make this country. Donald Trump says a lot of good things. I don't think half of them he can do. But let's just concentrate on our country, not just trying to, we're not getting no fair trade in any of these countries. We got all their stuff and they have none of ours. So I don't know how that works either, but.
Well, instead of shipping the jobs overseas and we let the laborers come over here, then we, the United States, people in the United States, would benefit by not having to do the shipping. It would drive down the cost of the prices of the things in the store because you don't have the overhead of all that, shipping stuff over there and shipping stuff back, as you were talking about. So if we just let people come here and work, then it'd be cheaper, right?
Well, like I said, there's some good points all over the place, and I agree with that, too. But listen to this. What I'm saying as far as the country as a whole is we have all this debt and different things, and people's unemployment is so high and stuff. How can we actually gain in the traction I'm not saying they're taking our jobs. They ain't got nothing to do with taking our jobs. I'm just saying the people that all the big companies are taking our jobs all season. We don't have a job to buy the product, so you got all the costs for every block, every mile rate is just a call out, whether it's used or new. I'm just using that for example. They're increasing $1,000 a year, but yet salaries ain't going anywhere, and people, find every excuse in the world not to pay anybody. So it's basically like, I'm going to make mine, and, you just do what you have to do. And we can't. There's too much selfishness in it. It's too much of a me world, the way I look at it. I don't like that.
It's frustrating. I mean, you know, it is frustrating to see how what the divide is between, you know, sort of rich and poor in this country. But when you look at sort of the divide between rich and poor in the world, you know, the people in the U.S. are doing a lot better than folks around the world.
Yes.
Absolutely. I've been in the military. You dead on with that. That's why I said I'm not. You know, I don't know what the answer is, and I'm going to give it a hand, but I'm listening to you because I promise you, I'm trying to hear every side, liberal, conservative, progressive, independent, socialist, whoever got a good answer, I'm listening.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You know, my plan is, it's ideological. And the reason is because so far, they're not stopping people from coming through the border illegally. And if you want to stop them, it's going to take a police state. You're going to have to put up a big wall. Remember, small government conservatives want to put up a giant wall and man it with, you know, the Border Patrol or the military or the National Guard or whatever. Well, it costs a lot of money to man a, what is that? How far is it? 2,000 miles from Texas, from the Gulf of Mexico to
something like that,
Pacific.
Yeah.
It was somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 miles, I would imagine. You know, there's going to be a lot of people along there. Even if you put one every mile, you have to cycle them out and, you know.
So here's an idea. And this is not something that I'm advocating happen, but I kind of, you know, love the sort of irony of it. Just find a bunch of volunteers to link arms for that 2,000 miles and play a giant game of Red Rover. Anybody that can cross through the line gets to stay.
Yeah, that's just what I want to do. Did you you heard that some of the militia guys were just caught in human trafficking? Some of the folks along the border trying to keep us all safe. So there you go. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bob calling in from North Carolina. Looks like a lot of calls from North Carolina tonight. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. A lot of calls from North Carolina. We're pretty aware here. Just saying, are you arguing from the demographic point of view?
Am I viewing? I'm sorry. Say it again.
You seem to have an argument. I'm not sure if I'm talking to Mark Dill or Johnson. I can tell it's not Johnson, but
this is Mark.
Okay, Mark. Listen, are you arguing from a demographics point of view? Well, you seem to have an argument. It seems like an argument for argument's sake. All the while, you're being taken by the upper 1% that's filling the wealth. I heard another caller call in and talked about his brother and some other neighbor, and this is the problem in America. We get pitted neighbor against neighbor versus looking up in the first class or the people who've actually stolen the wealth. We have QE1, QE2, basically QE Viagra, keep it up at all costs. And
there's a recent article out that said that the quantitative easing was a failure. So they
what I'm talking about, and this is what's happening is this money is being taken up by the uber rich, and instead what happens is people call in. And your show becomes almost like COINTELPRO. You become just like CIA agitators in a sense because all you're doing is arguing for argument's sake. You're pitting one neighbor against the other neighbor instead of
arguing for the sake of freedom.
What's happening here?
My point of view is based on the ideas of liberty. So, and they have to work consistently or they don't work at all.
Okay,
and
let me ask you a question. When you get your paycheck, do you stop
at
every house on your neighborhood? Okay, when you do, let's say that ideally, so you don't have a good point of view if you don't get a paycheck. But I'm sure somehow you earn some pay.
I own a business.
Barter trade, and I know you're into Bitcoin, but let's talk about the real world instead of you little boys up there in New Hampshire. Let's talk about this. Let's say that when you come home.
I spent 9 years in prison. I'm 44 years old. You call me a little boy?
You are.
Who the hell do you think you are?
And all you want to do is argue with you got a mute button, and that's fine.
You're the one who called me a little boy.
You don't even understand that there's a 100-mile non-constitutional zone within the United States. 90%.
Yeah, I'm very, very aware of it.
Constitutional zone. Okay, here's the deal, buddy. You're a prisoner in your own country, and you don't even know it. You're trying to pick an argument.
I leave all the time.
Okay, when you come home and you got a paycheck, do you stop at every house on the block and drop some of your money off? And then when you get home, you say to your people, I don't have any money left over, but hey, I'm a good libertarian person.
I don't know what you're talking about. Of course I don't do that.
You're going to battle. You're going to have a big plan. What's going on in this world? What's he
I can't even understand him.
I don't think he's even speaking in sounds that are audible to
humans. I'm sorry, this wasn't in my COINTELPRO handbook. Appreciate it.
You've been flipped off by everybody in this country, and you don't even have a clue, and you're sitting there saying you're not part of it, and when you say we...
I think only dogs can hear him at this point.
Part of the country. You don't even care to serve your country. You have no clue what it takes. And you say, we? And guess what? When the bomb drops...
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Come on. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE. What is the number? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tell you real quick about Bitcoinist.net. They are the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Whether you want to find out about fintech or blockchain news, you can find it at Bitcoinist.net. They're for the expert or the beginner. They've got all kinds of tools for you over at Bitcoinist.net, including an incredible community forum, of course, the breaking news, and they have these tools, network statistic tools, that allow you to sort of delve into Bitcoin deeply. And, of course, a solid beginner's guide. Check them out, Bitcoinist.net. We've been talking about immigration. It always brings them out. And, you know, it's a difficult position we have here on Free Talk Live. I know that it's scary, the idea of opening up the border and letting whoever wants to come here, come here. And it's a radical notion. What it's going to do, however, doing that is going to put a great deal of pressure on the other nations around the world, too.
Yes. It basically will wind up creating a sort of freer market among countries, to where if countries want to keep their customers, and I'm using air quotes around customer, their tax base, essentially, customers, if they want to keep those people, then they have to improve the way they operate and give them the freedom that they want. Or in the case of some countries, like more socialism is what they want in Venezuela. It's what they want in other places.
Right. Your country's really no good without citizens. If people run away to some place that's better, it's going to put a great deal of pressure on your government.
Right.
This is really great for tin pot dictators when their people can't go run away. I mean, it's really awesome for King Assad in Syria that his people can't run away to the United States. Because they would.
They get on boats and float around in the Mediterranean hoping to find some place that will let them stay. And in a lot of cases, they wind up, boats capsizing, people dying because they're trying to get to a better place. And now for the immigration thing, the way I come from this, and Mark, I think I come from it a little bit differently than you do. The U.S. Constitution says that there's supposed to be a uniform rule for naturalization. And what we have now is not a uniform rule. There's certain rules and regulations for people from various countries. There's quotas and lotteries and everything else. And then even within various countries, there's different rules. And if you're a refugee, front of the line. If you're some sports athlete, you get the front of the line. If you're a scientist, then you might be middle of the line. Or if you're fleeing Cuba, all you have to do is get to dry land.
Except they're
going
to try to stop
you.
Stay.
Yeah. Right. That's the part that I don't like about it. But, we should have a uniform rule. So let's have a uniform rule. If you get here, you get to stay here.
Let's go to Stephen calling in from Utah. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi. So real quick, I just wanted to say I've spent 2.5 years of my life in Latin America. They're great. They're great people. They're really family oriented, and I can kind of sympathize with them just because. Hello?
I'm listening. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just because of the circumstances that they're in. But as far as that goes, I just like to say you're right. It's not universal immigration. I'd like to see reform, especially for Mexican citizens, just so that they target families, especially that they make it easier for families to get into the United States. Families are stable. Families need work. They want to work hard. So that's something that I'd like to see happen as far as immigration reform. But, yeah.
Cool.
And,
thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
855-450-FREE. I tend to agree with him that when it seems like the immigration policy is rather if I was in charge and I had a whole bunch of rules I had to follow, It seems like you would be, at least looking to keep on board the people, I don't know, that got a college degree while they were here, the doctors, and you don't want to kick out people that have gotten a good education while they're here on some kind of student visa, but they do.
That's exactly what's happening right now.
And, families, that's great. And absolutely, I think people should be able to put down a certain amount of money to come in. I mean, that seems like a no-brainer if they've got, let them come here and start a business. The United States has a program for that, but it's kind of costly. It seems like you could do more with less. Let's go to Mike calling in from Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, folks. So I'd like to talk about this immigration thing. And my view is, and I know this scenario is kind of more in a perfect world, and I know it's not a perfect world, but I think the problem here is not people coming into the United States. It's something that hasn't been touched on at all, and that is the concept of the state and this apparatus taking money from people and giving it to those people who are coming in. And I think if you were to end that, again, this is just my opinion, but if you were to end the concept of the state and all forms of taxation, then someone who is coming into the country from, say, Mexico is going to want to come in with something to offer to the marketplace. So, for instance, washing cars, landscaping, driving Uber, those are all things that you're going to need some sort of skill to do. And if you're coming to the country, you're going to want to have something to be able to offer so that way you can get money and start a life. But what these callers are talking about is they're complaining about just people coming into the country and them having to pay for it, which I understand what they're saying, but they're not actually addressing the problem itself, and that is the state. That's my opinion.
Oh, I tend to agree with you, but if our solution is fantastic in the sense that is in a fantasy world, yours has gone into the realm of phantasmagoric, right? I mean, it's a rather sweeping solution to suggest that needs to be a dissolution of monopoly, a monopoly government organization.
Right. So I understand, and I'm 99.9% positive that Mark and Johnson understand what you mean when you say the state, and we need to sort of, rethink the concept of, but there's probably a lot of people that are listening that don't necessarily understand what you mean. So can you sort of summarize what you mean by the state?
The state, okay. And what I'm saying is by the state, the concept state is a violent monopoly. It doesn't really look violent. It looks like a legitimate group of people calling themselves the state, and it is a monopoly on force. It is.
Yeah, if you don't pay them taxes, they're going to look darn. They're going to look darn violent.
And the state can be a county, a city, a town, a state, a country, any organization that claims a legitimate use on the use of force, where it's really illegitimate.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on immigration next.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's been Immigration Talk Live this evening. Everybody wants to talk about it. It's Mark here.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. You can save 15 to 25% on just about everything you need in your life to live. Except for, we think we decided produce and gasoline so far. You can get pretty much everything you need from Amazon. And by using Bitcoin and going through purse.freetalklive.com, you can now save 15 to 25%. We're doing it at my house. My wife's doing it. She understands it completely. It's not that difficult to do. You can just go to purse.freetalklive.com. You sign up there. You got to get some Bitcoin. I'll tell you how to do that here shortly. purse.freetalklive.com. I have just given you a gigantic raise. You can now get pretty much everything you need to live and get it at a discount. And that's, you know, not what you save, it's what you spend in life.
You can buy gas cards at amazon.com.
Buy gas cards too. There you go.
Gas gift cards, so you can technically buy gas.
Let's go to Randy calling in from New Hampshire. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. I was actually calling to talk about the Free State Project and the cool little thing we've got going on today.
What is it? I participated in it, but why don't you tell me?
basically, today is Ron Paul's 80th birthday. And
happy birthday,
money,
Ron.
Yeah, and he did those money bombs a few years ago, and basically the Free State Project, his movement of libertarians, as I'm sure many of your listeners know, moving to New Hampshire to build a society of liberty-loving people, limited state involvement, and all those kinds of good things. So today they're doing a Steiner bomb in honor of Ron Paul's birthday, and they're trying to get a lot more people to actually sign on. We're now at, I think, 17,172 signers out of the 20,000 we want to get. And so we're just trying to call extra attention to it today in honor of Ron Paul's birthday. And he's been a friend of the Free State Project for sure. And so just wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit.
Who do you think the Free State Project is right for? When you think of, you know, people out there, there's a certain demographic, a certain psychographic that's going to be right for the Free State Project. Who would you say it is?
Well, it's right for me. It got me to move from Los Angeles recently, and it's just, for me, it's been a wanting to have more control over my own life and more control over my own finances and more control over every sort of aspect of my life and not giving that up to anyone, really, you know, keeping that for myself and sharing my life with other people, certainly, but, you know, holding what is mine and keeping what is mine has been really valuable to learn what that feels like quite a bit more in New Hampshire.
When we moved for the Free State Project, Ian and I, he's my business partner, we moved in 2006, so we've been here going on, it's just about 10 years now. You know, I had very little hope when I was down in Sarasota, Florida, as far as, you know, hoping that the government was going to get smaller and more responsive to people, these sorts of things. It just seemed like the state was out of control. I was reading all these news stories. It was depressing. And here in New Hampshire, what I found is hope. I see Free Staters participating in the political system. I see them getting elected. I see things, you know, now and then I'll see them get a law passed. But at this point, I'm not even looking for the laws that, you know, give us more freedom, you know, undoing laws and those sorts of things. That's basically what they're doing, is they're undoing laws by passing laws.
Right.
At this point, it's stopping the new bad stuff. Every one of the 49 states out there, their government's growing. In New Hampshire, I can't say it's not growing, but it's not growing as quickly as it was. And I hope with some more people that we can turn it around.
Now, Mark, yeah. I will answer your question of who should move for the Free State Project. People that will exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of government. And this is not saying that, you know, there can't be a minimum role or no government, but people that want to see the maximum role of government to be to protect the individual right to life, liberty, and property.
That's the pledge. Randy,
yeah, if you head to sstsign.org, you can sign up there. That's where we're trying to get people to go today.
You got a new, easier website, fspsign.org.
Yeah, that's just a pretty quick rundown of sort of what the Free State Project is, and there's a really great video on there about 101 reasons Liberty lives in New Hampshire, and kind of
it's a great
out,
video.
Yeah, well, phenomenal, and so it's a really nice overview of kind of what we're doing, and like I said, it's getting people to sign up and yeah, find what that freedom actually is, and it's really powerful to be on the ground floor for it. I mean, to witness what's going on there, like you said about, you know, laws sort of giving rights back to people, it's really powerful to be a part of.
Randy, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know about it. So people can go to fspsign.org to get involved. I guess, what are the advantages of signing up now?
Well, so when 20,000 people sign on, that triggers the move. So that's when everyone is who has signed on is ideally going to move within 5 years. So you kind of get that street cred of being like, hey, I was an early, you know, maybe I was an early mover. I got a number before the 20,000 because I think a lot more are going to be coming when they see, you know, all the things that are happening there that are pro-liberty. So I think there's a little bit of street cred of being, you know, on the ground floor before everybody else comes. See also business opportunities there. I mean, you hear a number like that, 20,000 people moving. If you're into real estate or anything like that, and there's businesses opening that take Bitcoin and just, there's a great community of very connected people that you could tap into for networking, for friendships, and all kinds of other things. But it's a community that wants to grow together and show how responsibly these things can all be done in the absence of this monopolistic force. So,
Thanks so much for the call, Randy. Appreciate it.
And if somebody is not really ready to sign and they want to find out what's happening in New Hampshire, Keenvention is coming up October 30th through November 1st. There will be a legislative action panel hosted by a sitting state rep that will go over some of the legislative stuff that's going on. There's also going to be a political action panel that I'm hosting that's going to look at ways that people can get involved, make some changes, not necessarily in the state house and not necessarily within the two-party system that we have. And I'm working on lining up some really great guests for that.
You can
find out more at keenvention.info.
Keenvention.info. A lot of people don't want to be involved in the political process. And for those folks, you know, there's a lot. There's still a lot.
Yes.
Remember, you know, the community you hang out with, that's important for your sort of mental well-being. And if you're somebody who believes strongly in the ideas of liberty, you know what I mean when all your friends are statists. And you're hanging out in a statist town and you're going to, you know, statist places and you're talking to statist people. You get it, and it's a real advantage to move to New Hampshire and have people sort of understand what you mean. Some of the old timers, when I first got here, I was greeted by a guy named John, who he said the first thing he said to me was, "Welcome home." You know, I'd moved from Florida, I'd lived in Florida my whole life. It is home for me in New Hampshire, and I really have come to the point that, yeah, you know, this completely different lifestyle, I really understand what they mean now. But this is, for libertarians, there's a lot of good reasons to move. Oftentimes people want more food freedom, they'll call it, more attachment to the earth and that sort of thing. Well, New Hampshire is the, you know, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine is the number one place for the local vore economy. People buying their food right there where it's produced. So if you want to get into that kind of thing, you need customers to buy your food. You know, eggs or corn or whatever it is that you're going to grow.
And there are a lot of farmers markets that happen in New Hampshire.
And we've moved from all different places. Daryl, you moved from?
Moved from Texas. I'm originally from Alabama.
And Johnson?
Moved up from Florida, Connecticut.
Florida and Connecticut, but by way of Connecticut. I moved up from Florida. So lots of people moving from lots of all over the place. Randy just called in, said he moved from California. It's freefspsign.org, fspsign.org.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's been wall-to-wall immigration here on Free Talk Live. We did talk about the Free State Project and their signer bomb that they've got going on right now.
No pun intended on the wall-to-wall reference.
That's right. Yeah. Didn't even think about that.
From wall to rocky wall.
From police state project to police state project. What a great idea. People that hate FDR want to start a new government program to build a giant wall along the border. Doesn't make any sense. Just another make-work program, another government make-work program. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. From the Daily Caller, looks like, are you guys familiar with the economic freedom rankings? There's one from the Fraser Institute and another one from the Heritage Foundation.
I'm aware that both of them exist. I don't necessarily look at them all the time, but whenever somebody mentions one or both, I will do my best to pull those up.
On both of them, the United States used to be number one, and it isn't anymore.
Yeah, it's not been for several years. As long as I've been looking at it, the U.S. hasn't been in, like, the top 10.
Well, that's relatively recent. The U.S. has been in the top 10 within the last decade or so, but I've been looking maybe longer than you have. Here from the Daily Caller, a new report on the freedom of countries around the world ranks the United States at 20th, putting countries like Chile and the United Kingdom ahead of the U.S. Last year, the U.S. was ranked 17th, but a steady decline of economic freedom and rule of law has dropped the level of freedom, according to the Cato Institute, Fraser Institute, and Swiss Liberalis Liberties Institute or whatever, which created the study together. So, for those of you that wish to dismiss this notion, you need to first address the idea that the Fraser Institute and the Cato Institute, which are both organizations that are pretty economically conservative,
yes,
say that the country is now less free, at least economically. It's much more difficult to rate social freedoms. because those, in many cases, are sort of preferential, and quantifying them is difficult, that kind of thing?
I just pulled up the Cato website, and according to the Cato website, the thing that came out was the Human Freedom Index that presents a broad measure of personal, civil, and economic freedom around the world.
Really?
So it was co-published by the Cato Institute, the Fraser Institute out of Canada, and the Liberales Institut from Germany.
It says right here, last year the U.S. was ranked 17th, but a steady decline in economic freedom and rule of law. Okay, I see. So this is an all-around ranking, but they dropped because of economic freedom and rule of law.
76 indicators overall for 152 countries that are ranked.
Maybe they've expanded the rating system, because I'm familiar with the Fraser Institute's Free the World list. If this is related to that, that was about where the U.S. was 17th the last go-round. So dropping to 20th. I mean, you don't really hear people say it's a free country anymore, right?
Exactly.
And that's because it's getting less and less free. Now, I'm of the strong opinion that this country is sort of number one economically and, sort of on a world global scale because of its economic freedom from the past. And you start limiting that economic freedom, you're going to start, and even in social freedoms too, but you start limiting that economic freedom, you're going to see a country that's in decline. Now, I'm already of the opinion the United States is in decline. Of course, I think it's economically on top, and it's the best place for me to have a job and work and that sort of thing. But I'm not tied to this country in the sense that, oh yeah, if there's not more economic opportunities elsewhere, well, I'd go elsewhere. Wouldn't you? I think it was 30, I think I don't want to make up statistics, a large percentage of Americans, if there was a better economic opportunity elsewhere, would leave the country. So what does that say to you, you guys out there? What do you think about the U.S. slipping down to 20th on this liberties chart?
And there are probably a lot of people that would want to leave, but they are not in a financial position to do so.
We were just talking about people coming to this country for more economic freedom, and I'll bet there are a lot of places where you can come from, right? If the country's 20th and there's 200 countries or, 180 countries.
193 members of the UN, and then there's about another dozen or so unrecognized countries that have some level of autonomy over the territory.
So call it 180 countries that suck worse. And this is what it comes down to when you talk about governments or states. I like to use that term because, to me, I think governments are necessary. It's just that a government could be made to compete with other governments.
Yes.
But when you talk about states, they're not very good at granting freedom. A state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over a given piece of land and then claims to own the labor and the land within that area. It is an organization that is descended from the old slave master paradigm from as far back as the dawn of the agrarian revolution. It's people being coerced into certain service organizations. Well, whatever government program you're thinking of right now, you're coerced into paying for it. And that means that government organization, whatever it is, isn't going to be as efficient. It's not going to provide as good a customer service as, well, something that was in competition in the marketplace.
Did you hear about the Yale professor that wanted to ban the word master?
The Yale professor that wanted to ban the word master?
Yeah, this is like a big article a couple days ago.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, there's a professor at Yale who wants to remove the word master, essentially, from the
English language or something?
Yeah,
and why is that?
Well, because he doesn't like the connotation of the term, apparently.
Did anyone tell him, yes, master, we will do that?
I don't know. His claim is that it's so offensive that the college's black and female students have had to move off campus to avoid the word.
What?
Yeah, I don't quite know.
Some weird things must be going on at Yale.
Yeah, I would guess so. I guess Yale organizes its undergraduate students into one of 12 different residential colleges, which are core feature of the daily life of the school. Besides having their own dormitories, each residential college also has separate dining facility, organizes its own special events. I don't know necessarily how that relates to this, but apparently Professor Stephen Davis, Master of Pearson College, has said that he no longer wants his students to refer to him as Master Davis, because apparently that's, you know, he's a master.
So that's what people call a professor at Yale?
I guess.
Well,
yeah.
It seems to me that that's a pretty old way of doing things, and
sure.
I don't know why they would enforce that particular old weird rule. Let's go to Jimmy calling in from Vegas. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Absolutely capital, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about JDHelm 15. It seems like a lot of people in the media really aren't talking about this, and more of a conspiracy theory. I recently went to Wikipedia and was reading the details about it, and it basically says it's an exercise in unconventional warfare, and it shows a map down below the briefing section, and some of the places are posted hostile, permissive, uncertain, leaning hostile, uncertain, leaning friendly, and I just wanted to know what you guys thought about it.
This is a map of the United States, and places are listed hostile?
Yeah, it's pretty graphic. It's basically saying that certain states are more hostile, but when you look specifically at the section that's Texas, the whole state is listed hostile, and there's the most cities specifically targeting that state, so it seems weird.
Well, what if they, I'm just guessing here, but this is a plan for some kind of training exercise. They have to kind of work, they have to make, you know, since they're not actually in a war and this is training, they have to decide that, you know, imaginary things are occurring. Like, for instance, when I played Cops and Robbers with my friend back when we were 9 and 10, we would imagine that I was a robber, and we would imagine that he was a cop. Maybe they're just imagining that Texas is hostile, and they're imagining that New Mexico is brown. I'm not sure what that is. And the Colorado looks friendly there. It's blue. Go ahead.
There's also a section for the exercise details. It's basically just a briefing. It includes Arizona, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, and Utah. But there's been news articles that are coming out about California, specifically on Infowars.com. They posted a story saying Barstow, California, there were Green Berets who were hiding in hay trucks and rental moving trucks to travel through the city. And it seems weird.
You know, I've been hearing since I've been in the Liberty Movement, it's been 20 years now, I've been hearing about, oh, they're letting the Russians come do maneuvers in Ohio and a variety of things. I would suspect, Jimmy, that nothing's going to happen. And in 6 months, we'll all have forgotten about JDHelm, because that's what we forgot about all the other stuff. Do you have anything more?
Yeah, I just want to do a pause.
Hold the line, man. Hold the line.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Geico applauds your inner rogue name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.